So the AWDR is integrated in SCAN, which is a new decision support system for side dress nitrogen rate recommendation. The overall idea is that we need to reconcile profits for the grower and environment. The good news is that in principle there is no conflict, as we have when we go beyond the optimal nitrogen rate from an economical standpoint, we get into a high nitrogen losses zone, and when we're below, the loss are kept to a minimum. I'm talking about nitrates for this case, but similar results have been obtained for N2O, and we have heard about that in this meeting quite a lot. And the good news is that when we're on the right spot, there's maximal profit and reasonable impact on the environment. So that's the tricky part. We need to aim for that magic rate. So SCAN is goes for soil, crop, atmosphere for nitrogen recommendation. It's a decision support system which is driven by a fuzzy inference engine. So in this sense, it's not a process-based model. It has been developed around the statistical relationships that were found out of meta-analysis from several sites. It includes soil texture, rainfall, previous crop, organic matter, and calculation for economic ratio. It is based on our publication in 2012, where we had 50 or so trials across North America and a lot of contributors. The optimization we made was focused on Quebec and Ontario, where we were able to retrieve from cooperators 336 nitrogen trials. So the way it shows up is a portal where you can enter your password and get into the system, where you have an option to design the field you want to get a recommendation for. Then the grower has to add information like previous crop, organic matter, texture, soil texture, and yield average yield for the last 5 years. And then at the push of a button, the system goes and retrieves the rainfall information for the previous 15 days. And then the calculation is made on the background to retrieve the forecast rainfall, and the recommendation is made in kilo nitrogen per hectare. This is the system that was featured in the last edition, not the last, but the one before last edition of CSA News in September. In the sense that it's a good demonstration of how a research can be agglomerated among different sites to provide benefits to the grower, so a good transfer. So SCAN was tested over the last 3 years in comparison trials with the grower's rate in these spots in Quebec. And out of the 52 sites that we were comparing, we had these results where we achieved the benefits or losses as compared to grower's rate. The thing is that we, across all those seasons, we kept on improving the system, and we included more rules depending on the year. We tweaked a few things so to improve things, and so that in 2016 we really made a major improvement, which is not reflected in those results. But what we had from those comparisons is an average benefit of 37 Canadian dollars per hectare, 25 to 49 depending on the year. And in terms of nitrogen quantities or amount, we had basically 50% of the sites which we recommended 33 nitrogen kilo nitrogen less, and 50% of the site where we recommended 33 more. So it happened like that, just a separation like that. So on average, we applied the same amount of nitrogen than the growers. So no effect on nitrogen savings overall. But we have to consider that AWDR, so the rainfall aspect of the tree past season was such that it was quite rainy in Quebec for the years where we made the comparison. So this is an example of the rainfall or AWDR parameter that we had through the years at our Lacadie experimental farm, and the corresponding scan recommendation on top of each var. So what you see from 98 to 2012 is that kind of spread in AWDR. And when you look at the years where we made the comparisons with the growers' rate, it tended to be quite humid as compared to the average over the years. And in 2016, so this year, the AWDR was very low as we got some kind of drought in Quebec at the time of nitrogen application. So the recommendation we made this year, which are not reflected in what I presented, the recommendations we made were much lower than the ones we made in the past 3 years. So I would suspect that on a number of years, SCAN would recommend on average less nitrogen than the growers used to apply. What we did was to extract new trials from this big database from Quebec and Ontario trials, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, and we did the optimization so that the actual EONR would be as close as possible to SCAN recommendation. So we managed to optimize SCAN recommendation around real EONR out of this database. So we achieved that, and from the 122 trials remaining that we had all the data we needed, we achieved the RMSC of 9 kilos nitrogen per hectare. So this is on the optimization. And then we matched. We dealt with cooperators to compare the rates, the scan rates recommended to nitrogen response trials that were made in 2014 and 15, consisting of 6 rates, 4 reps, and cooperation with CIRUM in Quebec. Actually, there were not 62 nitrogen response trials. That's a mistake. 31. You have 62 graphs, but there are 2 graphs per site. That's a mistake, sorry. So 31 sites. And then we work confidence intervals on UNR. So in this case, for example, you have the scan rate here, which happens to be exactly on the UNR, and the confidence interval 95%. The top one is here, and the low one is there. So scan was exactly on target. We also had sites where SCAN missed the actual UNR, like in this case, SCAN was lower than what UNR was in reality, and in this case, SCAN was much higher than what it was in reality. But when we compare the variability of UNR depending on the replication that made the average, we see that there's quite a bit of spread depending on the replication you use to make your calculation. So there's a spread of the UNR rep by rep, and when you look at through the 31 site years, we have the spread. We have this kind of spread when you look at the UNR rep by rep. So there's a lot of variability. Make the comparison of how much SCAN was performing when we look at these confidence intervals. We achieved a scan recommendation exactly on within the confidence intervals with those star symbols show the case where we were exactly on target, and you have plus or minus 10 kilo in with those stars and plus or minus 25 kilos with those symbols. That gives you an idea of how well the system performed. In some cases, there was an issue with the sites. Like in this case, the soil was compacted, and that's not something we can consider in the system. So when we look at performance, this time in terms of RMSC, and you look in the literature, you have this example by Setiono out of Nebraska, I think, with Mizen, achieving a RMSC of 21 kilo per hectare, and comparing to Nebraska, Kansas, South Dakota, and Missouri RMSC from 33 to 61. So that gives you an idea. And how much this simulation was made in a real context of prediction, I don't know. But what I know is that Mizen is currently being compared with growers' rate, as told in the website. And when we still look at RMSC, we have got reports from the University of Missouri calling for RMSCs of 74 kilo per hectare. And when you add soil and rainfall information, it tends to reduce the variability of recommendation. ADAPT then has reported RMSCs of 32 kilo per hectare. And in this study, I mentioned the optimization, but the validation we got was RMSC of 38 kilos per hectare. And when we remove the sites that were problematic, we come down to 27. So the scan DSS has been quickly developed from scratch, from database that were shared by cooperators from North America and Quebec, and Ontario included, obviously. And we made meta-analysis, which were the basis of decision rule in a fuzz inference system. The performances are comparable to the best systems currently available. And the system has proven profitable. It tends to secure yield. It is simple to use, flexible, easy to upgrade as new rules may come available from other studies, and we plan on a commercial launch next spring in Quebec. That's what I have. Thank you very much.
And we have time for a couple questions here.
I think one way to extend the geographic applicability of the system would be to recycle nitrogen response trials from other states or other regions, and then check if some optimization can be made for those different areas, and then go for a kind of nutrient star type of validation. To compare, I don't know if you're familiar with Nutrient Star, but it's a system that's available to test decision support systems in different regions. So I would go that way, work from database already available, make some optimization, and check for good correspondence with EONR, and then have the demonstration made through Nutrient Stars, for example.
Were there cultivators? Did they cultivate and sawgrass at the same time? And was there a floor, a minimum rate that was applied?
You mean in the comparison trials?
Yes.
What we did, I forgot to mention, but the comparison trials were made out of small plots. So we did that basically manually on the many sites. So these were not strip trials. So in order to make really control the sources of variability. But these were not strip trials, and we are currently into strip trials to confirm the correspondence. So in strip trials, you have all kind of different way that the cultivation is made.